From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Rumors of Arnold Schwarzenegger's boorish behavior with women advanced to the front page today, 5 days before California's recall election. The Los Angeles Times quoted six women who say Schwarzenegger groped them in incidents stretching from 1975 to 2000. At a campaign rally in San Diego today, Schwarzenegger acknowledged that he has, quote, behaved badly over the years and insisted that he has changed.
But now I recognize that I have offended people. And to those people that I have offended, I want to say to them, I'm deeply sorry about that and I apologize because this is not what I tried to do.
Some women at the rally dismissed the LA Times story. One said California is in a state of emergency and jobs are the issue. Jobs and the economy are major issues in the campaign. California has been losing jobs, but it's not clear how much Governor Gray Davis is to blame. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For most of its 101-year history, Buck Knives has been a California business success story. Workers in the San Diego factory forge 2.5 million hunting knives a year, like the popular folding model number 110.
My father designed this knife in 1963, and for probably 40 years plus, it has been just a number one seller for us.
President C.J. Buck says a couple of years ago, the company carved up its manufacturing process in an effort to lower costs in the face of foreign competition. The new streamlined process cut inventory dramatically, but Buck complains the savings have been overwhelmed by the rising cost of doing business in California.
Some employee or some group of employees came up with a suggestion that's going to save $250,000 a year, and you think, what a fantastic victory. Then you turn around and spend that on workers' comp. It's pretty disheartening.
Workers' compensation bills at Buck have more than doubled in the last 3 years. Electricity costs have also soared, and labor costs are high as well. Buck estimates his company could save up to $3 million a year simply by moving to another state.
California is making it extremely difficult to compete with people in other states.
You hear a lot these days about companies fleeing California, even from those whose job is to promote business here. Julie Wright runs San Diego's Economic Development Corporation, which means she's a professional cheerleader for the local business climate. Wright says given the state government's attitude towards business, she doesn't have much to cheer about.
I love to sell San Diego. That's the product I sell. And if the product is flawed, I've got to be realistic about it. And the first thing you do is fix the flaws. Right now, there's nobody up there intent on fixing the flaws. I hope that changes in about a week and we can move forward with making California competitive once again.
But some see such complaints about California's business climate as exaggerated. While California's top income tax rates are among the highest in the country, the average tax burden as a percentage of income is lower than at least 17 other states. What's more, California workers are consistently more productive than the national average. Director Stephen Levy of the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy says it's true that in the last 2.5 years, the state has lost 15% of its manufacturing jobs, but so has the country as a whole.
Our actual economic situation is no worse than the nation. That doesn't make it good, but it's not like we're hemorrhaging jobs and this is a terrible place.
Levy says California's economy has to play to its strengths, which are creativity and innovation. He says for creative companies like those in Hollywood and Silicon Valley, the cost of doing business may not be the only consideration.
Do you need to have good schools and good transportation and clean air and great cities to live and work in, or do you need only lower taxes and less regulation? Everybody says California has work to do to improve our competitive position, but we disagree over what the steps are.
All of the major recall candidates say California must get control of its soaring workers' compensation costs, but they differ on other issues, like how to close the state's multi-billion-dollar budget deficit. Arnold Schwarzenegger promises to lower taxes, but preserve spending on education, which would require unspecified cuts in other government services. State Senator Tom McClintock offers tax cuts and a vague promise to root out inefficiency. And Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante wants to raise taxes on cigarettes, alcohol, and income taxes for the wealthiest Californians. The rest of the country has a stake in the recall, since, as Warren Buffett says, you can't have a good U.S. economy unless you have a good California economy. Knife maker C.J. Buck is optimistic that a change in the governor's office would improve California's business climate, but the change, if it comes, will be too late for Buck Knives. The company has already decided to move its operation to Idaho. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.